The following message is entitled Courage to Deal with the Past, Part 2.
In the next few minutes, we study a man that some of us may not be familiar with.
Mutu zulumina tushonto, tulabandiga mtu mwi, walo nyewo, ngomutahiga pati maningi.
His name is Judah.
Walo iznalewe ngu Judah.
The name Judah is where we get the name Jew.
Izina ya Judah, kokuzwa balalia yamba utimu Judah.
And also, the kingdom of Judah was named after this particular gentleman.
Kabela, abwami kwa Judah, bwaji
This Judah was the son, the fourth son of Jacob and Leah. And Judah became the patriarchal, the patriarch, the father figure from the lineage where Jesus would come and be born. That sounds like a beautiful profile, isn't
it?
But Judah is actually a terrible reputation in the Bible. It is Judah who slept with his daughter-in-law, and this particular mischief was given wings. Even the little children and the chickens heard about his adultery. But in the end, Judah was able to overcome such a mischief, such a blunder. The name of Judah
is Nadia Judah
is an illustration of what it means to rise from defeat to triumph.
Ndizina li pandulula mboji bete, iguzwa, igugugonga, awima, iguzwitirira.
Judah is an example of what it means to rise from being a zero to be a hero.
Inaria Judah, mupanduluzi wa mtu, uzwa kubutago, kusika mtu, wakazunda.
What was the mistake that Judah made in his life?
Mbulubizi nzi, wakapanga Judah.
He made one mistake.
Wakajita.
And this particular mistake would haunt him. You know what, beloved of God? You don't wake up one day and get a girl and rape her. For you to reach an extent where you don't care who you sleep with, there is something that has been building in you over a period of time, and this is only an expression of what has been going on. The problem of
Judah
was not that now he could sleep with his daughter-in-law. It could be traced from the beginning. The Bible gives us an idea of how Judah's downfall began. Chapter 38 of Genesis, reading on verse 1. At that time, Judah left his brothers and went down to stay with a man of Adullam, his name Hira. There, Judah met the daughter of a Canaanite man named Shuah.
Oh, ya Judah waga kuswanga na mwana musimbo wa mwalimu wa kukena ni utegwa Shua.
He married her.
Waga mungwata.
And lay with her.
Agula langwe.
She became pregnant and gave birth to a son who was named A.
Waga
She became pregnant again and gave birth to a son, and they named him
Onan.
She gave birth yet to another son, and they called him
Shelah.
It was at Kezib that she gave birth to him. It was at a place called Kezib. Now I want you to gradually see what is building up the forces that are beginning to form to a point where the brother in the end will have no morals for an accident of sleeping with his daughter-in-law. Something seems to have entered in the head of Judah. He just wakes up one day in the morning and decides, no, I'm leaving my family. I am leaving this place. I want to go and settle in a place called Adulam. This is the beginning of the downfall. He went down to Adulam. It's like the family was staying on the plateau. He went to the valley. But this is also of spiritual significance. He was actually going down spiritually. He separates himself from his godly family to go and settle in a pagan territory and becomes best friends with a pagan, a man who has nothing to do with God. In other words, he places himself where he becomes easy prey for temptation. As if it's not enough, he even gets a lady, a pagan, and marries her. God is not happy with Judah. As if it is not enough, they begin to have children in the pagan territory away from his godly family. So the firstborn,
A,
got married to a young lady by the name of Tamar. Now remember that God's issue here is with the father. Judah is the problem here. And the Bible uses the word kill. God killed the first son, A, the first son of Judah. God killed him. And the reason God is bringing misfortune in the life of Judah is to shake him up. Brother, you are going down the drain. But Judah does not seem to get it. You know what, beloved? God sometimes employs misfortune, bad omen, to happen to our lives. As a way of shaking you up from your spiritual slumber, you are fast asleep. Your most loved one may be allowed to die, so that you can learn to focus attention on him with whom you have to do. But Judah does not seem to get it. The firstborn dies. Judah can't get it. God is saying, brother, you can't come and settle here. You are a chosen vessel of God. You can't come and live among the pagans.
Leza ulamba, ah, iwe pe. Uli musale iwaleza. Kozu wakuno unjiga iaba tagombi.
Where you are here, your spirituality will die.
Oh, kuno mkowete, imu mibango wajikisu bulakwa.
But before that happens, God begins to bring misfortune after misfortune.
Ine jikaita linda jikaleza, ulaleta ima penza, ima tarama penzi.
Notice what Judah does.
Gamlanga Judah chajita.
The firstborn A is married to a lady by the name of Tamar, so A dies.
Oyu A mwana wa utanguna wapo atatama pamoja A wapa.
And then the custom is if a man dies, the immediate young brother can marry the wife of the late.
Ino ibupo ni wabomba kuti na oyu musango kulibwete mwana wa utanguna pamoja walo wapa. Imuga intu ulago na kugonwa mwana wako abo muchirira.
So the second born Onan,
ino oyu iwe wabili walo Onan,
must now take over the wife of the late brother.
Wewe uti agwate imuga intu wa mwana wako abo wagasimina.
But Onan was another crook of a young boy.
Ina walo Onan wangari mwana mkuruku.
Now Onan begins to think.
Onan wata abuye.
Oh, so they have given me the wife of my late brother.
Ino mandipa mga itu wa mwana ogwe swagawa.
So that I can multiply and sustain the family name.
Iwute kwa mebo.
And the young man begins to think. So these children, will they be my children, or they'll be the children of my late brother? Whose children are they going to be?
Ina baba na baba baba na bani. Baba bana bangu na baba na bamu geswaga zemina.
So for the sake of peace.
Ino ute kwa kweru umuno.
The young man says it's okay. I'll inherit the wife.
Ulamba amuga imuga intundira mugwata.
But in the bedroom,
ino kuyuli,
as they were making out,
ino mbulimbu ziyagari kujitika zijitika kuyuli.
Let's hear as I hear what the Spirit is saying. When they were making out in the bedroom,
no, mela niyagari kujitika kuyuli.
Ha, 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 ha,
ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha, ha.
When you are supposed to make a child,
nagaliwe deute amihe muda intoyu.
The arrows pointed outside the enclosure.
Ino imihwi elarwa ila zingure awinda unzebat.
Deliberately.
Ishali.
So everything fell on the ground.
Yon zegari mui dansi.
And God was so upset with Onan. And he killed him also. How many children have died? Now, this which is happening here is because God is saying something to the father, the rebellious father. But because the brother cannot tell that here it is God speaking through the misfortune, he can't tell. You know what? If you are running away from God, rarely will you succeed. And when you begin to see evidently all your pieces are not adding together, you are failing. Then the human tendency is to find who to give the blame. But we don't realize that we could be the blame ourselves.
So
Judah found someone to give the blame.
Says
Tamar. This woman should be a cursed woman. Whoever marries her is dying. Judah can't see here that the vengeance of God is after him. Can't see. He can't even trace how he has fallen away from God. He can't see. He is still expected to prosper outside of God. So Tamar is the one to blame.
Amuna tama wabangu wabuli tamiliha.
This woman is cursed.
Oyu musimbi ulatugo.
My firstborn died because of her.
Mwana angu wabuka mnaoha kabangwe.
Second born has also died.
Awalo wabili wapa.
The custom is that the surviving brother should marry the widow.
Ino idengwa chakuti oyu wana ujiri mumi weete ugwata muga mufoyu.
So Judah, should he now give the last born Shelah? Should he give him to marry this widow? Two of his other brothers have died. Should he?
Ino sena wa ino Judah amupe awalo Shelah pe mwana muga into yukakuli obiyo iba kwebafala indi.
Judah says,
But
how is he going to say it?
Ino rada ambaguti.
So he tells the widow, madam,
amuna ambira mwanangu.
You know our custom, the young brother of these who have died should marry you.
Ulizi utijirengwa unotabuti oyu mwana mushondo wa baba bakafa wele ukukata.
But are you sure this young brother in Pitamandina? This one can be your husband, sure, this one.
Ino ulishua angoyu ujisindura mamila kutwala kumbali kutina kukate.
Why don't you give him chance, let him grow and become a man?
Kumuli mdina hako mdina hape mwongana.
But behind this suggestion, Judah is actually saying, no way, I can't give my son to this woman.
Ino mumwe Judah.
And so the helpless widow agrees with the father-in-law. They will allow the boy to grow. When he's a man enough, he will marry her.
Ino basumina na muga mufu abapongo zote kwa agomene musankoyo agomena weyakumubata.
You know what days do?
Muri imazwa chajita.
Days are the tenders of coming. So the day
imazwa alaga ikwa uta alabo ala alainda.
The young man was growing.
Awano mwana mugu chula agomena.
The voice was thickening. He's becoming stronger. He's gigantic.
Yakari ya kubwa ino baba balonga na azmaso maso aswa.
Beard all over.
Amalizwa alo aswa.
He's a man.
And
so Judah had been waiting and waiting.
You know, Judah, ulalindira.
And father-in-law is saying nothing. Now, women are not stupid. Women are wise. She was able to read in between the lines. Here, it is hide and seek going on. The father-in-law is denying the son to marry me. She's now an older widow. Men cannot marry her because the custom is still binding. It has to be this one. Age is catching up with her and she begins to be desperate. So she says, okay, he has been praying Chidunu with me. Let me pray Chidunu back to him. So she also came up with a plan. She says in her mind, the old man has refused to give me a husband. Whether he likes it or not, he will give me children himself. She came up with a plan. Studied him. Where does he go? What time does he go there? Which road does he use? She had the information. At the exact time, that same route. She disguised herself as a prostitute. Obviously, Judah had seen her a long time. So she disguises herself. She tweaks her hair. She bends her face. And she does everything she can to hide herself. She was an honorable woman, but on this occasion she decides to wear as a prostitute
wears.
She does not look like a widow anymore. She goes and stands where the old man will pass. And the old man in no time appears with his walking stick.
Amuna gamuna kuswali ndi kudala gori wadunga ankoli yagwe.
He looks once.
Walanga ndi chomwe.
It's a beautiful woman.
Mwendumo tu.
It's a stranger.
Tamuzi.
So he greets her as a sign of respect. How are you, madam?
Amuna wamwane hambri kutonde hambule mwa e mama e mwamba.
And she fine tunes the soprano. Fine tunes it.
Amuna wana chuna.
And she responds back to him in a seductive and inviting manner.
Amuna wamuwa.
I'm sure Judah must have told himself, oh, I'm a prophet, I don't deal with prostitutes, so I'm just going to pass by.
But you know how the
eyes are. He rocked once, I
rocked
again. He noticed the caves. Wow! This is a beautiful lady. Where does she come from? So he comes near.
Mamunya was enough.
Madam, are you a visitor here? From the way she's talking and bending. She's telling him what he needs to do. So he gets it. Oh, she's a hooker. She's a prostitute. So quickly he says, can we talk? Now to cut the story short, he slept with her. Then she says, free will offering after everything.
The
old man searches himself. He was not ready for this activity. He did not come prepared. No money. And she insists. The only reason I am here because I want money. You are not going nowhere until you pay. And she begins to threaten. So the brother says, oh, okay. In fact, I am a rich man myself, only that I don't have what to give you now. But let's put it this way. I have my staff, my coat, and my signets. Now, these are unique utensils, peculiar to each family. And you know, I can't afford to lose this. This is very delicate. I will leave these in your hands. Let me go and get you something to make you happy. So he leaves those things and he goes.
What this is in Pamina Onka.
Goes and organizes himself, gets money and probably something to give her. He comes back, she's gone. Where has another woman gone? Find some men in the street. Have you seen such a
lady?
Ah, she's gone. Judah forgets about this. 3 months later, he has forgotten. Forgotten about his sin. And who cares? Do you even know the name of the prostitute? He has forgotten about that name. 3 months. He was the headman, the father figure in the family. An issue is brought to him. Do you remember your daughter-in-law, Tama? Yes. We are sorry to tell you that she is pregnant. That woman is a prostitute. Which Tama? Tama, my daughter-in-law. The one my husband should marry. She's pregnant.
Wamita.
Right now, go and get her. We are burning her to
death.
This is a family meeting. People have traveled from Kitwe, from Kasumbalesa. They have come with a family meeting. And the chairman general, Chuta himself, has already given the verdict. This one, we are bringing her to death.
Amuna aro mupati pati siwe indezia duda wapangaga indi alure tawa ambaute goyura umpesu.
So Tama was brought.
Tama wangale kwa?
She says, excuse my chairman.
Amuna aro sorry, wasi juu no?
I am ready to die.
Ndili wambi ndegu pa.
But did I impregnate myself alone?
Tena mewandagani misiandelike?
I ask that when you bury me, you should also bury the one who impregnated me. The chairman says, can you mention the name of that bastard? So, Tama says, look at these things. Staff, code, and the secret. The owner of these things is the one who impregnated me. We should die together. Go and bring those things. People go went and collected them from her hand. Judah did not need to wait for him to see and recognize they belonged to him. As he looked closely, it was his jacket. It was his walking stick. A lamp begins to form on the throat. And people wonder, what is wrong with the chairman? And they're bringing her. What an embarrassment. What an embarrassment. How is he going to contain them? And he's the one who invited everyone. All his family members come. There's an issue we need to sort out as a family.
Judah says,
Judah
Ulamba,
she's more righteous than I. In this statement, Judah acknowledged
Judah,
she could go an extent of disguising herself as a prostitute because of me.
Walo waka anguli panga utawole mbuti mungule kamboga ndime.
Not only did I refuse to give her my last born son, but Judah acknowledged the fact that he has fallen out of favor with God. She's more righteous than I. Leave her alone. I am the scapegoat. Deal with me. And then there's a statement the Bible puts after that verse. Judah never slept with her again. The expression means Judah repented, and his repentance was genuine. How was the chairman going to rise from his seat? How was Judah going to face his family members? How would Judah be walking in the streets? How can Judah do such a thing? So now what must happen? He decides to carry his bones, his broken pieces, and move on. Beloved of God, the first step to deal with public ridicule is to accept your mischief and take responsibility. Let those who laugh, let those who criticize, criticize, but deal with the issue.
Iba sega gaba sega, iba wia gaba wia iwe, uamba gambo.
When you say sorry,
uamba uti, sorry.
When you accept your mischief,
iwam zumina imanu wago.
You gain yourself the opportunity to be forgiven. When you say sorry,
you
give yourself a rare opportunity for people to show sympathy and to show that he was sorry, and the sorry was genuine. He became a changed man.
The past must be dealt with.
Or
it will rise again like a ghost to haunt you.